Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studio. It's a Bill King Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a Wolverine purr.
Hot is sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day for the United States of America.
It's a Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock!
That's what we call a sack lunch!
They do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
Friday, and Crazy Charlie, I've got that reverb thing going. That, there it is. It's gone. It's already Friday, and frankly, you know, I've told you in the past, I don't count down to Friday. Monday, I love every day of the week, but I don't try and get fast, if you will, to Friday, because I love doing the show every day. This Friday, in particular, I wasn't looking forward to getting to. Now, that doesn't have anything to do with the guest. Kevin Hagan will be with us. Brad will be with us. That's fantastic. That's not an affront to them at all or what we're going to do on this show today. That's not what I'm talking about. We've got an announcement that I have not been looking forward to. And before we go any further, I think the proper place to put this announcement would be at the top of the show. And Crazy Charlie, you take it away here.
Yeah, Bill, let's just do this the hard way or the easy way or whatever you want to call it. Let's just rip the Band-Aid off. Unfortunately, today is my last day on the Bill King Show as a full-time producer and full-time member of the show. This coming was my 10th anniversary. My 12-year anniversary here at Nashville Sports Radio is coming up here in about 2 weeks. But unfortunately, I'm not going to make it to those anniversaries as a full-time member of the radio industry. Today will be my last day at Nashville Sports Radio. Today will be my last day with Predneck Nation Radio. And unfortunately, today will ultimately, today's the end of the dream. And I hate to be like that, and I hate to bring it down like that. But after nearly 26 years, what I have done here is accomplish all of my goals, but unfortunately, the next chapter of my career that I'd hoped to be able to sustain is no longer possible, and because of that, I'm actually going to be completely stepping away from the radio and entertainment industry. Now, I hope that this is a temporary thing, maybe 6 months, maybe a year, I don't know. But right now, because of some financial circumstances, the last 16 months, of course, has put a real burden on just about everybody out there, including my fantastic radio station here. And it's just become unsustainable at this point. And this has been legitimately the most difficult week of my life, having to look myself in the mirror, have that conversation, having to talk to Bill, having to talk to Todd Rodermel, having to talk to the Johnsons here at WNSR, and after all the fights, having to admit that for now at least, it's over. And Bill, I hate it. I love everything about this. I love the audience. I love being here. And if it was up to me, I'd sit here for the rest of my career. But right now, I have to step away. And it's really tough. But I got to take care of my family, and I got to make things right at home. And once we do that, maybe I can develop a more longer view. But right now, my short-term view is survival. And the next few months are going to be critical to that. And I have to go take care of my family. And I'm sorry if I let any of you down. This is all I ever wanted to do with my life. 26 years experience, a college degree in this field, working on one of the greatest talk shows ever conceived, have my own show, and I still can't quite make ends meet. It's a tough, tough, cruel business out there. Unfortunately, my last big home run swing, the 5 o'clock in the afternoon show, it didn't work out. And Bill, you know how this business is. Sometimes it just doesn't work. It doesn't matter how talented you are. It doesn't matter how much you're willing to fight or how hard you work. Sometimes it just comes to its end. And unfortunately today, that's my day. And sorry if that took longer than expected, Bill. I've been struggling to even figure out what to tell people. None of this is BS. None of this is a cover. None of this is a story. The fact that I'm still sitting here talking on the microphone is indication that this is not your typical broadcasting or radio type event. This is simply me having to make the toughest decision that I've had to make to this point in my life. I'm sure there's going to be a lot tougher decisions, but in my mid-40s, and I got to take care of the family. All right, Bill, thank you so much. I'll be in a much lighter mood the rest of the way. I hope this becomes more of a celebration than a distraction. And I just want to say to the audience the most important thing. I love each and every one of you. You've been some of the best people I've ever met. And Bill, no matter what, whoever takes this seat, I know that they won't be as good as me. I know that. But be patient. Give them a chance. And don't let them change the music. That's the one thing that'll always be me. Don't let them change it. All right, Bill. Sorry, man.
No apologies needed there. You could have talked for 3 hours for all I'm concerned.
I can.
You could have gone the whole way. Yeah, sad news. And found out a little early in the week, heard from Crazy Charlie. And gotta say, if you were asking me to look into the future, that's not one that I would have predicted right there. But again, Crazy Charlie explained his situation quite eloquently to everybody, and I'm like Crazy Charlie. I don't know what the future is with him and radio. I know what it could be because he's very talented, but that is a decision that he will have to make, and I hope that someday he's back. I do. What he does, basically what he does, allows me to get on a jet airplane every morning and fly but not have to touch the wheel. That's basically what he does every day. I just hop on and ride. Ride around for 3 hours. He lands it. He takes it off. He keeps it at 30,000 feet. He keeps it without turbulence. All of the instruments that it takes to run something like this is not easy to do. I couldn't do it. He could do my job. I could not go do his job. I couldn't do it. If they said, Bill, go in there tomorrow and make sure everything's on the air, make sure everything sounds right, make sure that nobody knows this, it'd be a disaster if I tried that. It'd be a wreck. 30,000 feet right into the concrete. Nose first is what it would be. What he does is invaluable. And I guess it's taken for granted because what I do is natural. What I have to do here comes very natural. It's not hard at all. And what he has to do is multifaceted. I mean, it involves a bunch. I couldn't even describe it because I don't know it all. But, yeah, very sad news there. Very, very upsetting news. But it's like I told Crazy Charlie, I also support him. And whatever it is he feels like he needs to do with his journey, then I'm with him on that. So whatever that entails, I will always be a cheerleader there. And hated to hear that selfishly, but understand at the same time and support him. And when you dial us up this morning to check in or what have you, or you want to send him a tweet or a DM or something or an email, I'm sure he'd appreciate that. But that's some very upsetting news that I found out about a little bit earlier in the week. Rob in the 210. Gonna miss Crazy Charlie, the greatest radio producer of the Bill King Show in the history of the history of ever. That is true. Pac-12 Dave, Crazy Charlie, you'll be sorely missed. Best wishes on your life journey. You are a true pro. RW, Charlie was the backbone of the show and the foundation. Unsung hero. Thanks, Charlie, for, as they say in hockey, grinding and going into the corners to set up the superstar. You'll bounce back better than ever. Bill had some real losers until you, Charlie. Nice. What's up with that? No need to take a shot at the others. Wow. Rob in the 540. Been listening to you boys together since the XM days. All the best to you, Crazy Charlie. Aliquippa Bob. Disappointed that we will lose your talents and participation. You have always been a class act. Can only wish you the very best in all of your future ventures. Keep in touch, bro. You'll always be welcome and a true friend. That's Aliquippa Bob. I'm sure we'll be getting these throughout the show, and they'll be much appreciated. Much appreciated. I know we've got to get to the brink here very soon. And this, look, this show today will be a little different. We will, because people will be tuning in different parts of the show. Not everybody can tune in right at the top of the show. So we'll have to repeat this a couple of times for everybody. Kevin Hagan will be with us top of the hour, hour number two. And our number three will be Brad, BradPowerSports.com. There is news regarding the future of the playoff expansion, and it's about what I've been telling you. Maybe a little bit of a tweak here or there, but it's, in essence, the blueprint we've been talking about. I will get into that for you here momentarily. If you'd like to check in the F&M Bank hotline, 615-844-5600. On Twitter, at Bill is King. And you can email me, billisking7@gmail.com. Broadcasting from the Strike and Spare Studios, Crazy Charlie in the city location. I'm in the burbs. I'm in the Wilco location for the show. We'll take the first break. Sad Friday if you missed it. And again, in radio, you got to understand people are tuning in all different times of the show. Crazy Charlie has announced he's stepping away as of the end of today. Sad news. Yeah, very, very sad news for the show. We're coming right back. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Traffic's on the increase here on 65 coming down through Madison. Still looks good, at least at the moment. I-40 here through Donelson up by Donelson Pike, passing the airport. Coming in from Mount Julia, that traffic likes to pick up this time of the morning. True Friends Moving Company is now hiring. Call them today at 615-240-2811. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
We need the forklift over here.
Indeed knows unexpected growth can stretch your business thin.
Okay, those molds need to be adjusted. The shippers are coming at noon, so we got to get this done.
Like at Dennis's plastic startup, to stay flexible, he needs to get started hiring right away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. And the moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post. Terms and conditions apply.
For the ones who know that a little late is always too late. And that the clock doesn't stop just because you're missing a part. Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry. And our KeepStock inventory management solutions help ensure you have the right stuff in the right place at exactly the right time. Visit Grainger.com/KeepStock to learn more. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey Nashville, this is Crazy Charlie Sonia, and it's time to put 2020 in the rearview mirror as I tell you all about Bongo Java. Nashville's oldest and most celebrated coffee company now is also located in the Omni Nashville Hotel. Bongo Java's expert baristas take pride in their trade, serving up fresh, locally roasted coffee and fresh baked goods all day long. For me, there's no better way to start the day than with the Egg McBongo. It's perfect. A fried egg with cheddar jack cheese on an English muffin, that paired with a cup of coffee is the best way to start your day at Bongo Java in the Omni Nashville Hotel. You can kick back and listen to the spin of vinyl records while enjoying a board game or two with all of your best friends. Open at 7 days a week and brewing up till 2, Bongo Java adds to the great Omni Nashville Hotel experience. That's Bongo Java, located in the Omni Nashville Hotel, 5th Avenue, downtown.
He's back and we've got him. The George Plaster Show.
Hold on, who is that person?
That was me. Over the bag of Cheetos.
Perry, how long have you been on radio in this market? At what moment do you think when you're doing a live bid, it's okay to open Cheetos on the air?
What in the hell?
Live, local, George Plaster. Weekdays starting at 2 on WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio.
While working, he eats kale and pets a cat. Bill King is a multitasker.
More playoff news we'll get to. It's much the same with a couple of tweaks. Super Regionals, four of them get started today, four more on Saturday. I am excited about that as well. The news, though, is Crazy Charlie's announcement. If you're just checking in, he announced today is his last day. He's stepping away, hopefully not forever, but he's stepping away from this business for now in his life. And if you missed it, you can go back and pull it up in the archives here a little bit later, but he was very specific and eloquent about what he was going to do. And again, I found out about this very early in the week, and it has not been my favorite week, to say the least. Now, it's my job to come on these airwaves and do what I do, but this is most every week I spend in this business I absolutely love. Not this week. This has not been the most pleasant week I've ever experienced in this business, and we'll spend a lot of time today talking about it, reminiscing, what have you. Couple notes here. Playoffs. More news on Thursday. The 12 team model looks to be all but a done deal. And a couple of tweaks to what we had been talking about. The thinking was the six or five P5 leagues plus a non-P5 and then six at-larges would be the formula. Not quite. The way they're terming it is the first six highest rated league champions. So it doesn't necessarily say SEC you're in no matter what. Now, the SEC will be because of the rankings and everything else, but it leaves it open just in case. And this last year, well, I was about to get ahead of myself. This last year you would have had as at-large, as that would not fall into the category. Well, it might. Yeah, in the categories I was talking about. Yeah. Cincinnati and also Coastal Carolina. But anyways, let's not confuse it too much. They're saying not necessarily automatic bids if you win your league. It's the highest rated six. And the top four get a first round bye. 1, 2, 3, 4. And then 5, 6, 7, 8. What's ironic is seeds 5, 6, 7, and 8 get to host a playoff game. Seeds 1 through 4 don't. Once you get to the quarterfinals, it goes to bowl sites and then et cetera. Another note here. For the Notre Dame, either lovers or haters, Notre Dame cannot be a top four seed. They can be ranked number one in the nation in the polls, and they cannot be a top four seed. The highest they can be ranked is number five. Again, they could be undefeated and ranked number one overall, but in the playoff structure, they cannot be seeded higher than number five, and that is obviously due to the fact that you have an unequal number of games. I've never been real worried about that, but that's the reason here. Notre Dame, one year they could have by far the best team. Now, I haven't seen Notre Dame have by far the best team in many years, as we know, but I'm just saying, technically, they could be what Alabama is right now. As good as Alabama is, and not be a top four seed. They cannot be. In these rules, the highest they can be ranked is number five. So here's what's interesting. And they are nothing's changing with the committee. Some people are saying, Bill, they're going to add computers, they're going to do this and that. No. It's still a committee format, but it's a little different in that the committee has their rankings, but those rankings might not match up. So the playoffs might not look exactly like the committee rankings. I know this is confusing. I'm trying not to confuse you. But you got to remember, the rule, one of the first rules is the top six highest rated league champions. That may not sync up with the committee. I just hold tight before you get too confused here. But they are all seemingly on board with this. This 12-team format is all but done. All but the dry ink. Now, apparently, this won't be completely consummated until maybe September-ish. But they're having meetings, and sounds like everybody is on board. You've got to remember, you've got Greg Sankey, who's already quoted. He likes it. You've got other league commissioners, even the non-P5. They like it. Jack Swarbrick is part of this. Jack Swarbrick, the AD at Notre Dame, is a huge part of all this. He's part of the decision that Notre Dame can't be a top four seed. The AD at Notre Dame. And they're all, from what I can tell, on board. It does look like, y'all, there is close to, I want to be careful here, but close to a 100% chance when they expand, it will be to 12 teams. Not to 8, not to, it's going to be 12. 8 is apparently not popular at all. Because the lack thereof of the at-large bids. You actually lose at-large bids if you go to 8. Under the format they're talking about. They don't want to do that. SEC would never agree to that because they feel like they've got the league that's always going to have the most teams in it. So there you go. And there is close to a 100% chance that this is the way it's going to be. Now, we know for sure that nothing can change in 21 and 22. This season coming up is year 8 of the 12-year four-team playoff contract. This is year 8. We know year 8 and year 9, which is 21-22, that the format stays the same. Now, technically, the contract goes through 25. That's the end. That's the 12th year, 2025. There is thinking that as early as 2023, which would be year number 10 of the 12-year contract, that they could take that contract, rip it up, do whatever legally, and start with the 12-team playoff format as early as 23. That is unclear. But I wouldn't be surprised, because think about this. And Chris Landry was talking about it. A lot more money involved now. That's 400-something, 450, 450 million right now. Apparently, that's going to at least double. Now, again, these are loose numbers, speculating here. But that's going to perhaps even double, even more. Who knows? TV money can be crazy, as we all know. Crazy money. And if it's that much more, and it's always a money grab, that's the biggest part of all this is always the money grab part of it. Why wouldn't you want to get started sooner than later? Particularly after what a bunch of schools just went through this last year and the money they lost. My prediction, I guess, would be I expect this to happen sooner than later. Can't happen the next 2 years. We've already been told it can't happen that soon, but it could happen as early as 2023. This will be very interesting. Yeah, It's moving rapidly, but you're going to get most everybody. I'm in the very, very tiny minority here. Most everybody's on board with this, and that's the way they're going to go. You know what? I'll enjoy it. I'll enjoy it. It's not my preferred method, but I will enjoy it nonetheless and have a blast with it. Gives us a lot to talk about. There's always content streams on this show, and that, plus all the other changes in college football, college sports, will provide a lot of that for us here. We'll get a call, and I believe we're heading down to the Orange Groves of America. Perry Mason, welcome in.
Good morning, Bill. Boy, sad news. Hate to hear that about Crazy Charlie.
Yeah, it is. I've been dreading this. I got up even earlier this morning sitting there going, do I really have to do this today? I didn't want to face the day.
I can't imagine how tough it is on you. But, you know, it's like I told him, I know many of our callers went through a lot of things in our life. Life has an up and down ebb and flow. When one door shuts, another one's open, and I truly believe that. And for Crazy Charlie to know that you have many good guys sitting in that position who went on to bigger and better things. So this is an opportunity.
Right. It's very true.
Getting back to football, Bill. Knowing it's a Notre Dame situation, and I was more or less worth it, if I'm a little out of breath, I'm walking this morning. If I was a little thinking about that, don't you think their track record in the previous championship series kind of was held against them a little bit?
You'd never get anybody to admit that, but probably. What if they had a couple of natties in there? Would there still be a rule that they couldn't be a top four seed or get a bye, be a top four seed? I don't know. There's that big divide about them not wanting to be in a league, and there is some thinking, Perry, that maybe this is the rest of the college football world quietly telling them how you fix this is getting a league.
Yeah, does this mean that now I get to say that Florida's in the chalky 12? Because all I hear from Georgia Dog is that Georgia's in the chalky 5. They can't win a national championship. They can't win the SEC, but they're in the chalky 5. So do I get to claim that now? Where I originally thought it should be 8 instead of 12.
Yeah, I haven't thought out the chalky 5. Does that change? I may just keep the chalky 5 just to be – to be different. I don't know. I mean, within all that, there still is a chalky five. Now, Florida could very well be part of the chalky five. They're good enough as a program. We know that. But
I'm not really interested in the chalky five. I'm interested in climbing the mountain, and I think that's where Dan's headed. And just from the coaching rankings that were out a few days ago, that was pretty impressive looking at that. So I'll take my 4 and 3 stars against Kirby's 4, 5, and 6 stars and recruiting national championship and live with it, because I think the day's coming. Because you had a good question the other day you didn't answer. Ask, what happens if Florida wins a national championship before Georgia does?
It's going to be a bad look for Kirby Smart. That's what.
That's exactly right. And you know what? If he doesn't do it this year, what's the excuse now?
Because the SEC East, I don't think it's very good this year.
Well, you keep saying that, but the last 3 years, we lost 4 receivers. All of them went to the NFL 3 years ago. They went last year, and he's replacing again. Nobody knew about Kyle Pitts last year. I think we got a lot of talent of 4 stars on that team that people are overlooking.
Oh, they'll be fine. I'm just talking about the division as a whole. It ought to be – I mean, on paper, it ought to be a slam dunk for Georgia. And if it's not, then again, that's another bad look.
Well, there's been several 5-star tight ends go to Georgia. I've not heard that much out of them. They'll catch 3 balls a game. That's fine with me. But what else I was going to say on this last note is that, you know, when you think about Crazy Charlie leaving, you just wish him the best and pray for him and his family for safety.
That's very well put, sir.
Well, have a good day. I look forward to seeing you all at commitments.
All right, Perry. Appreciate it, sir. Thanks for checking in this morning. Rob in the 210. Bill, can't wait until the 13th ranked team that beat the bleep out of the number 9 ranked team during the conference regular season play is left out of the playoffs. Oh, we will discover flaws. There's always some kind of flaw, some kind of catch in the system. That's for sure. But no, good point. Yeah, very good point. Jim and Jupiter, Bill, sad to see that the clown show committee is still around. It's a damn disgrace. Wow. Jim up in Ramsey, New Jersey. Will they play first round games on campus? Numbers 5 through 8 in the seedings, if you will. Ranking, seedings, however you want to term it, will host on campus their first round game. 5, 6, 7, and 8 will play 9, 10, 11, and 12. 1 through 4 that gets the first round bye never plays at home. They get the first round bye. That's their reward for the ranking. And then they go to a bowl site for their quarterfinal playoff matchup. Again, there's some oddities here. Seeds 5 through 8 play at home their first game. 1 through 4 never plays home. If you advance all the way, if you're 5 through 12 and you keep winning, that means you will have played, I believe, 17 games. I believe that's what that means. We'll take the break. Coming right back. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. The police have moved this crash over to the side here on 40 westbound, just past Fessler's, right here at the 24 interchange. As you come past Fessler's, at one point it was hard to get past Fessler's. Everybody was rubbernecking. Traffic's on the increase now. I-24 coming in through the Jolton area, and 40 east has picked up through Kingston Springs. All that traffic coming in behind it there in from Dixon County. True Friends Moving Company is hiring. Call 615-240-2811. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Kitchen Notes at the Omni Nashville Hotel is serving up new summer hours and a fantastic summer menu. Open Thursday through Sunday from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. Kitchen Notes at the Omni Nashville Hotel is the only place downtown for breakfast or lunch. Start your day with a hearty steak and eggs and deviled egg toast, or you can lunch on smoked prime rib or shrimp and grits. Open Thursday through Sunday from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. Kitchen Notes, located 5th Avenue, downtown in the Omni Nashville Hotel.
You pledged your life to serve, to make our country stronger, safer, more free, more equal. You worked tirelessly, made sacrifices, missed first steps and birthdays, lost loved ones. At VA, we don't see the setbacks endured. We see lessons applied and passion driving you upward and forward. We don't see all the masks you wear, but we hope you can set some aside. We embrace your uniqueness and won't trivialize your past, your fears, or your hardships. We can't promise to heal all wounds or wash away all trauma, but we do see hope, a path forward, a future. We see all veterans. We see you. An opportunity to help you achieve a new mission, whatever that may be. Learn how treatment works and recovery is possible. Visit MakeTheConnection.net.
Woods Equipment Company in Nashville would like to take this opportunity to salute all of our young men and women serving in our armed forces. To those who risk their lives daily to keep us free, we say thank you. A strong, safe community starts with the concern and involvement of its people. That important message was brought to you by Woods Equipment Company. That's Woods Equipment Company, located at 600 Davidson Street in Nashville. Call today at 615-256-5639. That's 615-256-5639. Woods Equipment Company.
What in the hell's an internet?
Nashville Sports Radio has been covering Music City for over 20 years. From your radio dial to the App Store, there's no reason you should be without Nashville Sports Radio. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Nash Sports Radio. We would have a TikTok account, but we're old and we don't know what that is. From live games to live streaming, at Nash Sports Radio has you covered. Download the Nashville Sports app to your phone now, or the puppy gets it. Like tackle football? Bill King does, and you can connect with at Bill Is King on Twitter or 615-844-5600.
If you missed the opening to the show, huge announcement, not a good announcement. Crazy Charlie is stepping away. He is moving on from this business in general. He said that doesn't necessarily mean forever, but for now he's moving on. And news I heard early in the week, and it was, I asked Charlie, I said, now obviously this is your story. And I wanted him to explain things. He did. He did. He came on top of the hour and explained it very eloquently. And getting a lot of nice replies. All the replies are good about people's fondness and appreciation of Crazy Charlie. And he knows that already, but it's still good to hear. Yeah, it's still good to hear. We're all human. We will go back to the Sunshine State. By the way, metaphor for today's show. It is cloudy and raining and dreary out there. It should be today. Sunny would not do today justice in the 615. Jim and Jupiter, welcome in.
Well, Bill, when you put the tweet out last night, I was preparing for someone from the show might have died or something, you know, awful like that. And man, that, I mean, I'm glad no one died, but it kind of feels like that. I'll tell you, Charlie, you know, you have helped make this show. We are a family. And to give you an idea, Bill, is that the Florida listeners, on our own, we're just going to get together in a month because you and Charlie have made this into a huge family. And I feel like, you know, I'm losing a family member. And I know, Charlie, you're going to do great, and you're going to take care of your family. And, you know, we're here behind you 100%, but I just want to say that I've been here from Jason Ogg to that dude that liked Lady Gaga concerts to, you know, I don't know who else had Bill, but, you know, there's no one like Charlie. And He's the best in the business, and he helped make this into the family that we are in the Bill King Show. So just wanted to let him know and you know that we love you, Charlie, and we're going to, you know, this isn't goodbye as we were talking. This is, you know, see you soon, my friend. And, you know, that's what I got for that. And then I got one thing for this college playoff BS. So one thing, Bill, what do you it's good to see that Notre Dame's not getting preferential treatment here. What do you think about that?
I didn't know. I really didn't have any thoughts going in because, as you just referred, they're always included. And they're included here, too. They just don't get a top. They don't get a bye is the point. And I think there's 2 points there. One is they won't have an equal number of games played. And number two, it's probably a quiet way, but a vocal way without saying it, to find a league. If they ever joined a league, Jim, it would be your league. It'd be the ACC. They've pretty much said that. But I guess that one was a little bit of a surprise.
Well, I mean, my thing is that it was funny. Someone on Twitter was telling me, well, how does Notre Dame get, you know, special treatment? And, like, I don't even need to respond because, you know, it came out, like, right after that Notre Dame, for the first time, isn't getting special treatment and will not get a bye. That's how they got special treatment. They were treated as an independent, like a champion of a Power 5 conference, you know, and it's nice to see that they got to play by the rules a little bit here. And sure, yeah, they can still get in, but everybody's going to be shooting for that bye week, right? You want that bye week. So do they have to join the ACC or change course and go to the Big Ten, whatever they want? I don't know. You know, they're stubborn like that. And sure, it would help my team if they came to the ACC because Lord knows we need money, right? But, you know, I'm just happy that they got a little bit of something coming there because, you know, they need to play like everybody else. They need to play by the rules and not make their own rules. And, you know, getting to championship games is fun and stuff, but really, you know, Notre Dame hasn't done anything since the 80s, you know, so.
How about this, Jim? Yeah, but, how about this?
Yeah.
Seeds 5, 6, 7, and 8 host their first-round game. So that means a Southern team ranked between 9 and number 12 could be, for example, in South Bend, could be in Madison, Wisconsin, in mid-December, by the way, mid-late December, or could be in Happy Valley, or how about that now?
Oh, yeah. And I know, you know, the Aliquippa Bobs out there, you know, that always complain about we don't have to play in rough weather and tough weather and stuff like that. I mean, that could be a game changer. I mean, you know, you look a team from Florida, say like Florida State gets themselves back together and we got to travel to, you know, Happy Valley or something like that. That wouldn't be good. You know, it wouldn't be good. So that adds an interesting thing to it for sure. But I don't know. I'm anti this whole thing. I'm like you. I like the way it was, not how it is now. The way it was, I like the computers. I think it's a freaking damn shame that that they're keeping that clown show committee. I mean, come on, imagine the game's going to be played now with all these teams that they can put in. You know, come on.
Jim, have a good one, sir. Appreciate it.
You know. All right, you take care. Love you, Charlie.
We'll take the break. Top of the hour, Kevin Hagan coming up on this pretty sad Friday. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. The police have moved this crash over to the side here on 40 westbound, just past Fessler's, right here at the 24 interchange. As you come past Fessler's, at one point it was hard to get past Fessler's. Everybody was rubbernecking. Traffic's on the increase now. I-24 coming in through the Jolton area, and 40 east is picked up through Kingston Springs. All that traffic coming in behind it there in from Dixon County. True Friends Moving Company is hiring. Call 615-240-2811. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
This is Brett Musburger's Action Update for WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio. This Action Update brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts, your professional parts people. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Now, here are the latest lines from my guys in the desert.
NBA playoffs, the Sixers and Hawks will play game three in Atlanta. The Sixers a one-point road favorite, the over-under 224.5. The Suns at the Nuggets in the West, Denver a 1.5-point favorite at home, the over-under 223. The latest odds to go on and win the NBA championship, the Brooklyn Nets still the favorite at plus 110, followed by the Jazz at plus 300, the Suns at plus 700, and the Clippers and Sixers each at plus 800. Tomorrow, UFC 263, the middleweight title bout, Israel Adesanya minus 265 against Marvin Vettori at plus 210, and also the flyweight championship fight, Davison Figueiredo at minus 230 against Brandon Moreno at plus 185. For VSiN.com, I'm Trey Westerberg, Nashville Sports Radio.
George Plaster and Watson Brown to talk with you about a friend of ours, Jody Jones Dentistry. And Watson, we've both visited this beautiful new studio he has in the Music Row area. Man, it is spectacular.
It sure is. And I've known Jody George since he was a kid. His mom and dad, Doug and Lucy, are as good of friends as I have. It was an honor to coach Jody at Vanderbilt. And Jody was one of those tough guys, very smart, highly competitive, unbelievable work ethic. It does not surprise me that he's had a wonderful dentist practice as he does.
22 years worth, and it includes cosmetic dentistry, veneers, crowns, laser bleaching, and they have a hygiene department with microscope technology. If you want an appointment, you simply call them at 615-259-5100 or go on their website, jodyjonesdds.com.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast for this morning. Mostly cloudy, chance of showers and thunderstorms. Highs today around 87. For tonight, partly cloudy, 72. For Saturday, mostly sunny. Highs near 90. Saturday night, partly cloudy. Lows, 72. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on Nashville Sports Radio WNSR, my name is Rocky.
Sports Radio WNSR.
Knows all there is to know about Johnny Five Star, and now you can too. It's Bill King.
Equipa Bob has checked in here on the phones. Welcome in, sir.
Hey, Bill. Good morning. Hey, first off, you know, yeah, I sent a tweet in about how I feel about Charlie leaving. But I guess I'm going to summarize it by saying this, Charlie, and I never use this word. It sucks to be us. And by us, Charlie, I'm including you in that because you will always be part of us. Always. And we're going to miss you, buddy. Hey, Bill. Talking about this playoff thing, and I've been watching this the last couple days or so this is going on. You know, Bill, I'm wondering if this isn't the Nick Dabo rule. And I'm going to tell you why. Back in the mid-70s to late-70s, the NFL changed the way defensive backs could cover receivers because Pittsburgh's secondary, the Steelers' secondary, used to manhandle receivers coming off the line of scrimmage. Blunt, Thomas, Wagner, Donnie Shell, Glenn Edwards. They couldn't get past the line of scrimmage, and they would get hammered when they were out running their patterns. And it changed the game. The rule changed the game. And I'm just wondering, Bill, if some of this isn't because Nick and Dabo, especially Nick, have been so successful.
So you think it's against them is what this
Bill,
is about?
I think all this complaining that, like, Penn State and Texas A&M and Georgia and these kind of schools in Florida and whoever else can't get in the playoff because of the Chalky Four, I think a lot of this is sparked by that. And the second thing is, Bill, when I look at this deal, I'm looking at this and I'm saying, you know, you're giving the top four teams a week off at the end of the season. You're giving them a bye week while these other eight go and play each other. Which it's almost like they did this to get the Chalky Five to go along with it. Just, you know, like here, we're going to throw you a bouquet. We're going to give you the week off if you finish in the top four. The whole thing, I mean, I think we're going to look back on this and we're going to call this the Nick Saban rule because he's winning too much. And instead of beating him on the field, you know, we're going to change the rules to beat you.
I know Bob Bowlesby, I believe it was the Big 12 commissioner, Bob Bowlesby said yesterday, and I'm just paraphrasing, we probably did not realize when we went to the four-team playoff format how difficult it was for the outsiders looking in. That's kind of paraphrasing his quote, which is along the lines of what you're saying.
Yeah, I didn't see that quote, Bill. But you know what, Bill? It's not going to change anything. Those Chalky Five are so powerful and strong. Hey, Bill, look at the difference between Ohio State and Penn State on paper, on talent. Now, Penn State's got a lot of talent. Maybe, you know, they're a perennial 6 to 10 team every year, but they can't get over the hump to get in there and beat Ohio State. I don't think that them being able to say, hey, we're going to make the playoffs this year, and you need to come here. Do you really think that's going to change a lot of these five stars' minds when they're not in the final game because they can't get past an Alabama or an Ohio State or a Clemson?
Oh, I don't think this changes the recruiting landscape. No.
Ergo my point, Bill. Nick has an organization that Kevin will tell everyone about, and Nick – is a great coach. He's great at motivating his team. He's great at spotting tendencies during a game. He's great at in-game adjustments. And he has the guts to make tough decisions in the middle of a game. And until someone comes along that has those qualities that he and Dabo have, I don't see things changing. But I mean, it's going to be exciting, the 12th team. I think Notre Dame got the shaft, to be honest with you, because you're letting a lesser conference in. You're gonna guarantee them a playoff spot, and you're telling Notre Dame if you finish in the top four, you're not an automatic. You got to play the extra game like everybody else. So I don't know. Maybe they are trying to force Notre Dame in. I don't know if Notre Dame's going to move or not, because I agree with Jim. They're pretty stubborn. But we'll have to see how that all goes. But I will stand on record as saying years from now, they're going to call this the Nick Saban rule.
And Bob, be safe down there, bud. Appreciate you calling, man.
Yeah, you take care, Bill. Yep.
Appreciate you checking in. Yeah, just to reiterate, on the playoff topic, Notre Dame cannot be one of the top four seeds, no matter what. This could be Notre Dame's 1977 team or the 1988 team, whatever, any one of their past natties, and they cannot be ranked and get a first round bye. They can be ranked fifth is as high as they can be. Now, I'm not talking about in the regular season rankings. I'm talking about in the playoff rankings / seedings. They cannot get a slot higher than number five. They could be ranked in the coaches' poll and what have you. Regular season number one. But they cannot be a top four seed in the playoffs. That's one of the rules. Kevin Higgins coming up on this Friday edition, sad Friday edition. Kevin was gone last week. He's back. And then Brad coming up hour number three, Omni Nashville Hotel.